If you're an ebook reader and have been for the past few years, you might get a refund from Apple. Check your inbox. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Ebook retailers began issuing Apple-funded credits following an agreement from Apple to pay $400 million in a settlement.
How might this affect you? Well,
ebook retailers began issuing refunds to customer accounts. Are you a candidate to receive one? Let's get more from WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Welcome back, Nathan.
Thanks for having me on.
So let's refresh first on the background of this story. Essentially, there was an antitrust complaint accusing Apple and several other big book publishers of driving up ebook prices. What exactly went down?
Well, between 2010 and 2012, the complaint states that Apple went to five of the largest book publishers in the U.S. and suggested to each of them that they should not charge about like 10 bucks a book and should charge more like $11, $12, $15 per book. And the company itself has stated that this is what they did and that they didn't see anything wrong with it, and also went to some other companies to try and do the same thing. And what actually happened, because at the time Amazon was selling books for about 10 bucks each, e-books, and then even selling printed books for less, mm-hmm. What ended up happening was that indeed prices did go up. And so there was a complaint that was launched by the attorney generals of 33 different states in the U.S. and the Department of Justice, and they decided to accuse Apple and these publishers of basically colluding to drive prices up.
And they were successful, obviously. So just to be clear, you would have needed to buy an ebook from which companies and during what time period for this to work in your favor?
Yeah, so this applies to ebooks that were sold between April 1st, 2010 and May 21st, 2012. And if you bought those ebooks from Apple, Amazon, through their Kindle e-reader service, Barnes & Noble, or Kobo, then this would apply to you. And the five publishers in particular include the Hatchet Book Group, Simon & Schuster, the Penguin Group, Macmillan Publishers, and HarperCollins.
Wow, so all the biggies, obviously, there. And what exactly happens? They just kind of slip the cash into your account? And I guess, you know, I guess it's all relative to one's ebook habits, but what kind of paydays are customers receiving?
Yeah, the way that this works is if you bought an ebook from those five publishers between that time period from those major retailers, then some money is going to be sent your way, and it'll just show up automatically in your account, your user account, from either Apple, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Kobo. Now, the money is actually coming directly from Apple itself. Mm-hmm. But as part of the settlement terms that Apple agreed to make this complaint go away, that money will just automatically show up in your account. So for me, I only got $1.57 because back then I bought one book from Amazon and I was still more on paper books at that time in my life. But others have taken to Twitter and they've gotten hundreds of dollars back. And interestingly enough, most people are saying that they're going to go spend that money on more ebooks. So.
I imagine this is a financial hit. Apple's such a huge company, but $400 million, that's got to hurt.
Yeah, $400 million is a ton. Apple literally has billions of dollars in the bank, so it's not a huge, huge deal for them. But they of course, you know, any company would rather not spend $400 million if they don't have to. So it's not an insignificant amount. Years before Apple reached this settlement, those five publishers that we talked about agreed to a settlement of their own to $170 million, and those payments have been doled out in the past. So it's a big deal, and I think the publishing industry has pretty much taken notice. And if you look at what ebook prices were back then to what they are now, mm-hmm. They are definitely lower these days.
Mm-hmm. So folks, check your inbox. Nathan, thanks so much for the time, as always.
My pleasure.
Nathan Olivares-Giles is the WSJD Assistant News Editor.
You can check out more at WSJD.com for all the latest tech happenings. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting WSJ.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.